This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Before we believed in Christ, our nature clearly was evil. The Christian, however, we now have a new nature. God has crucified the old rebellious nature that was within us and replaced it with a new and loving nature. The penalty of sin died with Christ on that cross. God has declared us not guilty, and we need no longer live under sin's power. God does not take us out of the world or somehow makes us robots, wherein we still feel like sinning, and sometimes we will. The difference is that before we were saved, we were slaves to that sinful nature. But now we can choose to live for Christ. That's His part in all of this, as well as ours. We're in verse 13 of Colossians chapter 2 today, where Paul the Apostle says, "You were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet cut away. Then He gave you a share in the very life of Christ, for He forgave all of your sins." You were dead, He told this church there in Colossae. Now please note that He says, He has made us alive. He has made us alive. Why? Because we were baptized? Because we were circumcised? Because we tithed or went to church or did any of the religious activities that may very well be righteous in and unto themselves, but they do not earn us a place in heaven? Maybe it's because we tithe our money. Maybe it's because we serve in the body. No, none of these things are going to change us or change our position in Him. It's because we have been forgiven. Verse 14 of our text, Paul goes on and says, "And blotted out the charges proved against you, the list of His commandments, which you had not obeyed. You took the list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross." So, the old text, the New King James, uses the word handwriting. He says he wiped out the handwriting of ordinances. The handwriting he's referring to here, the handwriting of the written code, is the law given to Moses, the regulations and rules that governed the life of a child of God in the day in which Paul was writing this letter. The Old Testament law, it isn't minimized throughout this process. That law was given not in the hopes that we would or could actually follow it, because no one could, no one can, and you know what? No one will. But rather, that law was given to us to show us the standard, if you will, that must be met to approach a perfect and holy God. Now, you may look at that and go, "Well, I don't see how that's any better. If that's the standard and I cannot meet it, then I cannot approach the perfect and holy God." But gang, this law was to show us how, if we left to ourselves, we would fall so grossly short of the minimum standard. That part is true. He wanted us to know that our works and our righteousness will never be enough. And that part is true. It tells us how desperately we need Jesus Christ and His righteousness to commune with that true and living God. That part of it is true, but still we must ask, how then can I get to a God that requires perfection when I can never, not a chance in the world, ever reach that perfection? Well, according to Galatians 5:16 and 17, he tells us that we are to live in the Spirit. Now that's important. Because now that we are complete in Christ, according to Paul, every believer is able to walk in holiness. We have been set apart for God. We've been set apart out of His love, not out of some slavish fear that was the result of the law. We can approach the throne because it's a throne of grace. We can approach God the Father because Jesus is our ringer. Jesus stands in the gap. Jesus did for us and to us and with us what we could never do ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean we're free to live as I please. That doesn't mean that if it's all God, that I can just live in any way that I want. Certainly, there is discipline in a holy living that is asked of us. And we are now empowered to live as such through the indwelling Holy Spirit.